With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. In 2014, Tamir Rice was shot and killed by a police officer in Cleveland. The 12-year-old boy was playing with a toy gun in a park. A grand jury did not indict two police officers who were involved in that shooting. Samaria Rice, Tamir's mom, will speak on Wednesday at Stetson Chapel on the Kalamazoo College campus. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
If there is one thing you would want people to know about your son's death and the case surrounding it, what would that be?
Well, all I can say is that it's never justified when you murdering a child less than a second. They didn't even give my child a chance to respond or anything. As you look at that surveillance video, you can see that they rushed upon him and shot him immediately. And I really don't believe they gave him any command. So when you have a system that's broken, this is what happens.
And so explain where you think the system is broken that it leads to what happened to your son.
Well, I do believe that the system is very well much broken when you don't have any accountability for these officers that's murdering these children using deadly force as a first resort. You have no accountability for their actions. That's how the system is broken, number one.
So how would you go about trying to fix the system if you had an idea or two that you think might help prevent another young person from being killed by police?
Well, the system is actually broken. It really needs to be dismantled and reconstructed again. What I would say to another young person is just to just comply, even though my son didn't have a chance to comply and do what they're they ask you to do. Maybe just stand still and tell them you fear for your life. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the first thing an officer say. We fear for our lives. How do you fear for your life from an unarmed person or even a child? Because if you would have been looking at my son that day, you would have noticed that he's just a baby.
There was a report that the initial call that came in to police said, I think that's a toy gun, or it might be a toy gun, and that wasn't relayed to the officers. Is that where you see part of the system falling apart?
The breakdown between the dispatch and the 911 caller. No, the 911 caller got it right, but the dispatch didn't, do her duties by giving the officers all of the information. You know, I would never know because, the system is good at covering things up. So I will never actually know what was said in the car or what was the dispatcher and the police officer talking about. I would never know because there's so much discrepancy. You know, they do good covering themselves.
So many of us have seen that video. What else did you want to know that you did not get a chance to find out about your son's death?
Well, I'm still going through that process right now. So, it's actually things still being uncovered and revealed. So I'm not for sure. I just want to, be able to, one day, hopefully one day soon, be able to ask the officer, what was you thinking that day? Was you high? Was you drunk? Like, what was you thinking that day? What was y'all talking about in the car that day, you and your partner? The city of Cleveland is very corrupt, so there's no telling what they was talking about. They came in like they was driving through the Dukes and Hazard, where we have two driveways at Cadell, where you enter the recreation center and when you leave the recreation center. And nobody thinks to use the driveways to get behind your doors and get on the bullhorn, say something to my child. You know what I'm saying? So the system is broken in many, many ways.
You said you would like to talk to this officer?
If I ever had the chance, I would, yes. Yep, I sure would like to ask him a few questions, sure would. So, but, you know, I know that's going to be a needle in a haystack, so, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever reached out to the Cleveland police and said you would like to have a conversation with them?
No. No, absolutely not. I'm not reaching out to nobody to say, if we have our day in court. We're still trying to go to court right now. So if I ever get the opportunity.
Yeah, what is that next step? Because as I noted, there was a grand jury. They did not indict in this case. So what do you do next from your standpoint when you try to get these officers into court?
I'm actually waiting on a meeting from the Department of Justice, and, you know, whenever they decide to see me, I'll go talk to them and see how they can assist me.
One of the things we're told that you're going to discuss at Kalamazoo College is the idea of rebuilding community. How do you rebuild community after an incident like this, which obviously is traumatic for your family, but is also traumatic for many people in the community who feel that justice was not done?
Actually, my job, my duty is to educate our people and to love our people of all nationalities. And the most thing is to empower our people and definitely educate them so they can know their rights, they can know the laws. You know, we're all human beings, and I'm fighting for human rights because I really don't think it's a such thing as civil rights. So I'm fighting for human rights.
When you mentioned the problems with corruption in the system, is part of that that you feel that the police and the prosecutors work too closely together on an everyday basis for anybody to have an... How do you get people to build any trust in the system then?
Well, that's going to be, you know, it's not that I have to get the people to have trust in the system. It's that the system needs to be rebuilt. And that's how the system is going to regain the trust of the people. It's not that we need to trust them, because as you see, as we keep continuing to trust them and following the rules and abiding by laws, and even for the ones that don't, you still don't have to use deadly force as a first resort. I don't understand where that plays the picture at. When you have people out here shooting up colleges and schools, but you come arrest them, but when it comes to minorities, you shoot them down like they a dead dog in the street. Don't somebody see something wrong with that? Because I do. Do anybody else see something wrong with it? So until they can address that issue and many more issues, accountability for our senseless sons being murdered, how are they going to regain the trust of the people? People are sparing their life right now in the police. So how are people going to trust them? So it has to start with the system. It needs to be rebuilt. And the government, you know, and it starts with the government. You know, if they have the power to rebuild it, let's go up there and talk to them. You know what I'm saying? People in America do not want to live like this. And I mean people of all nationalities. They don't want to live like this. Who want to live in a world like this?
What would you consider to be justice served? After all that you have been through, what would you consider justice served for your son?
Yeah. Well, I want accountability. I want an indictment. I want prison time for that officer. You know, why should you be able to live? Not even live. Why should you be able to just go on living like life as usual when you just murdered a baby or just murdered somebody, period. You know, not using your brain, you know, not even assessing the situation, things like that. Why should you be able to, you know, live as usual? I think that all officers that do that, they should be put in jail, yep, for the rest of their life, absolutely. Because it's still another human being. Is anybody looking at the human being side of this? That's what I feel.
Before we wrap up, let me just give you the opportunity to have you just tell people what you would want them to know about your son, Tamir Rice.
Tamir, okay, well, Tamir was a bright and loving child, very affectionate, as all children is around the world. Tamir had many talents. You know, I was so anxious to see what he was going to do when he grew up, because my son was very talented in everything that he touched, everything that he do. You know, he was the life that gives, the breath that gives me life some days. You know what I'm saying? When it's hard for a single mother. Tamir was my everything. And I just want people to remember him as a little boy playing in the park. That's what he was doing. And all he doing was, he was playing in the park with his friends that day, sir. He surely was. It was a whole bunch of people out there that day. My son was no threat. He was no threat to anybody. It was a park full of people. It sure was. And y'all might have not seen him on that tape, but it was a park full of people, a park full of them. I just want people to remember Tamir as a little boy playing in the park, because that's what he was doing. Yep.
Ms. Rice, thank you for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Samaria Rice will speak on Wednesday afternoon at 5:15 at Kalamazoo College's Stetson Chapel. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.